Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about factionalism within the ruling ZANU-PF party as some war veterans call for President Emmerson Mnangagwa to vacate his office, while some of his supporters are calling for him to extend his rule to 2030. But first, let's take a look at international news. President Donald Trump's border czar said Sunday that the administration's current priority is to deport undocumented immigrants who are deemed to pose security threats to the country. But he stressed that illegal immigration in general won't be tolerated. VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias reports.
The Trump administration began deporting hundreds of migrants with criminal records last week who are in the United States illegally. Deporting undocumented migrants without criminal records isn't off the table, said Border Czar Tom Homan during an interview Sunday on ABC's This Week show.
Right now it's concentrating public safety threats, national security threats. That's a smaller population. So we're going to do this on priority basis, as President Trump's promised, but as that aperture opens, there will be more arrests nationwide.
On Tuesday, restrictions were removed for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection agents to carry out immigration enforcement in sensitive places like churches, schools, and hospitals. Homan said such arrests would be carried out on a case-by-case basis.
ICE officers should have discretion to decide if a national security threat or public safety threats in one of these facilities, then there should be an option for them to make the arrest.
The Trump administration's immigration warnings and approach were criticized by Democratic Senator Elisa Slotkin.
I think that's more of a signal to try and keep people from coming to the border, trying to get in, and it's part of this transition that they're not quite into yet between campaigning and governing.
The U.S. military has been tasked by President Donald Trump with aiding border security. U.S. military planes are already being used for deportations, but the military's role should remain in line with the Constitution, Senator Slotkin pointed out.
According to our Constitution, you can go in supporting roles, logistics, driving, setting up facilities, setting up, you know, border locations, whatever. It's very different when you cross the line into law enforcement.
Some 1,500 active-duty military troops began arriving at the border with Mexico last week, and their numbers could go up in the coming days. Homan said Sunday the troops' presence sends a, quote, strong signal to the world, our border is closed. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Climate change is making it harder for African farmers to grow the continent's staple crop, maize. But food activists in South Africa say a return to traditional diets could help. Reporting from Johannesburg, Zahir Kasim explores the benefits of sorghum and why this indigenous African grain is disappearing from grocery shelves.
Sorghum has long been a dietary staple across Africa. The grain is native to the continent. It requires less water than maize and is packed with vitamins, minerals, fiber, antioxidants, and protein, earning it the title of a superfood. Still, South African farmers produce about 80% less sorghum than they did 30 years ago, official data shows.
When you look into the pros and cons on sorghum, we should be growing sorghum because the small-scale farmers, if you think about how many smallholder farmers we have in this country, if they were to all to grow, or majority of them were to grow, we would have enough sorghum in this country.
Food activist and chef Mukhadi Etsweng is calling for a return to traditional diets, including sorghum.
We have a connection with sorghum that is spiritual. So if we had to go back to all eating sorghum, no one's going to eat the maize. No one's going to want, because maize is also not sustainable.
Maize is South Africa's primary staple food and its most widely grown crop, according to government data. But severe weather linked to last year's El Nino pushed up maize prices across much of southern Africa. sorghum is far more drought tolerant and can grow on less fertile land. But sorghum production takes up more space and is more labor intensive and costly to grow, say experts. Today, sorghum is found mostly in wealthy areas and is billed as a premium product. Economists say farmers see a limited market for it.
The decisions are made by the farmers on the basis of the profitability. And in fact, if you talk to food processors, they likely want to process sorghum and put it out in the market, but they are just not seeing the mass demand for it.
Food activists say boosting demand for sorghum could spark more production and reduce costs, making this superfood a viable alternative to maize. Seri Kassim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Acting President Constantino Chiwenga today castigated those flaunting wealth within the country with no proper source of where they acquired their riches. He accused those of being corrupt at the expense of everyone else in the country. Chiwenga was speaking at the burial of liberation hero Justin Mupamanga at the Heroes Acre in Harare today. He said people should follow in the footsteps of the late Mupamanga, whom he said lived an exemplary life. Let's hear what he said about corruption.
The wartime call urged us not to be greedy and selfish, not to be corrupt and egocentric, or to be narrow-minded and tribalistic. We all swore to a shared future in which everyone had a place on the table, a place in the sun for a culture of equal opportunity where every Zimbabwean served in equal measure. Ze ubvanzu bvanzu kudya kwemhumi takazviramba. When our president says leaving no one and no place behind, he is reminding us of this wartime covenant, a covenant we must all live by across generations, starting and including our very own.
Now, back to our main topic, discussing factionalism within the ruling ZANU-PF party. The ruling ZANU-PF party appears split, with some members supporting a push for President Emmerson Mnangagwa to ditch the constitution and continue ruling for a third term, while some war veterans are calling for him to step down as the economy continues to spiral downwards. Some members of ZANU-PF are said to be backing Vice President Constantino Chiwenga to take over from President Mnangagwa. Addressing mourners at the Heroes Acre, Chiwenga said, quote, our vision 2030 is for all of us. To the thunderous applause from ZANU-PF members that support him, let's hear the song that they actually sang for him after he spoke at the Heroes Acre. Meanwhile, some war veterans have also called for President Mnangagwa to leave office, saying he has done nothing to benefit the ordinary people. Speaking at a meeting held in Harare today, a popular singer and war veteran, Clive Malunga, called for President Mnangagwa to step down. These calls were also echoed by a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and a member of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, Mr. Blessed Geza, this weekend. ZANU-PF spokesperson Farai Marapira told Studio 7 that as a party, they followed the decisions made by the party. He, however, said that people were free to offer their personal views, but those do not speak for the party. Please stay tuned as we take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Joining us to discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, based in the United Kingdom, and also the director of Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice, Mr. Tendai Ruben Bofana, based in Harare, and lawyer and director of All Hands on Justice, Advocate Kennedy Masie, based in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I will start off with you, Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. There seems to be factionalism within your ZANU-PF party, with some supporting President Emmerson Mnangagwa and others Vice President Chiwenga. Could you give us your views?
Yes, thank you very much. It is not correct to say it's factionalism. There is difference of opinion. ZANU-PF is a democratic party, and that allows everybody within the party to come up with his opinion, whatever they think, and everything is settled at a vote. Yes, there are some people who are voicing their love for the Vice President, Comrade Constantino Chiwenga, and there are some who are voicing their need to have the President extend the term to 2030. You see, there are two different things here we should look at. Firstly, the people who are talking about 2030, they are not saying they love the President. They're simply saying they want him to remain in power until 2030. They've not offered to the country what do they think the President will do in the extra 2 years, which he has failed to do in 10 years. While there are the other group which says no, we stick to the Constitution, it says two terms and no letter in the other. But if you look at all these things, the President himself had actually said in 7 different interviews that he is a constitutionalist and therefore you will not take a day more or a day less of his term. And he says he's aware that there will be people who will be begging him to take the term. He said even if the people beg him, he will not. So at the moment, we are simply seeing ZANU-PF practicing its democratic beliefs. It is nothing to worry about. It is democracy at work.
Thank you. Over to you, Mr. Mbofana. What are you seeing on the ground, and what's your comment on what we are seeing developing?
Thank you so much, Mavi. What we are seeing in ZANU-PF are clearly factions. There is factionism. There are power struggles. This cannot merely be reduced to democratic processes at play. Let's look at the example that you gave in the news report of the war veterans and the Central Committee member, Mugikeza. He's a Central Committee member. He is representing the voice of so many within ZANU-PF. But if we look at the conference that was held in Bulawayo, I think it was November last year, the annual People's Conference, where were those voices? that were demanding for constitutionalism, that were demanding that President Mnangagwa only serves his 2 5-year terms and retires in 2028. We didn't hear that voice. If ZANU-PF is as democratic as Mr. Mabaza wants us to believe, we should have heard that vibrant debate, discussion, taking place in Lawa at the annual People's Conference. But as we know, those voices were stifled. They were cut off. They were not allowed to be heard. If anything, from my understanding, is that some delegates were prevented from attending that annual People's Conference. That's why you find now people are resorting to press conferences. They're resorting to singing and chanting at the Hero Theater and other public gatherings, as we witnessed today, in support of Vice President Chiwenga. This is clear that there are divisions, very wide divisions. If you hear people singing that stop attacking Chiwenga, that goes beyond just democratic processes. They are saying that there is a deliberate attempt to attack or to silence or to prevent Chiwenga from what they believe, that group, that faction believes is his turn to be the president of ZANU-PF and Zimbabwe. So they are seeing an attack on him and a stifling and silencing of those that are supporting Chiwenga. And this claim that President Mnangagwa is not interested in extending his term is debatable. I cannot speak for him. I do not know what is going on in his mind. But what we see on the ground is that quite a lot of this planning and plotting for this term extension is actually happening. What we believe, this is what I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe it's happening at those meetings that are even being held at his farm in Kwekwe. We saw that even with the opposition being invited there with other legislators from ZANU-PF and the groups that are affiliated to him, that the ED groups, teachers for ED, pastors for ED, converging at his farm. If they were converging to be instructed by President Mnangagwa, that stop this. I'm not interested in this. I know you want me to continue. I know you've got the freedom of expression, but I am not interested, and I'm making it clear. They would have kept quiet. This whole thing would have quietly died off. Yes, people, as much as they might want someone, they say, no, we support you. But if that person is serious and sits them down and tells them in all uncertain terms that I'm not interested, and let's stop this. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you wanting me, having confidence in my abilities, but I am not interested. I want to retire. This noise would have died down, this ED 2030. But it's still continuing. In fact, they are now taking it to Parliament so that it can, result in constitutional amendments. So for us to say, nah, he's not interested, for some of us who are observing from far away, from a distance, it's very hard to believe. So there are clearly factions, and the more those supporting Chiwenga are becoming more vocal and bolder in their proclamations, we can see that these factional fights are now deepening and they're becoming more open and more vicious.
Thank you very much. Come to you, Mr. Masie. You're a lawyer. What's your view on changing the country's constitution as called for by some members of ZANU-PF? How easy is it, or how difficult is it?
Yeah, changing the constitution basically, brings about what we call doubt, in the processes and all that stuff. Because the constitution as it is, it should be a supreme document that is meant, to govern the country. But now they talk about amending this particular constitution to extend the term of the president is pretty much provided before in the constitution itself that it has to go through a referendum if it's going to benefit the incumbent. Because the provisions in the constitution pretty much say that the term limits cannot be extended to benefit the incumbent unless there is additional things that can be done that is through the referendum. But here's the thing. Amending the constitution itself to add on, you know, an extension to the president's terms will not just be easy. Because now, as we know, Zimbabwe has got a harmonized system of elections where the term limits of the parliamentarians themselves go, you know, end in glove with the term limits of the president. So if we are to, let's say, you know, extend the term of the president's limits, does it mean also that the term of the parliament is going to be extended? So this issue of doing, making, you know, amending this constitution actually brings more confusion than is there. Because now it's going to affect the whole system of respecting the whole, you know, issues of constitutionality. It's going to affect all the systems of governance as we know them, and parliamentarians as well might want also to extend their term limits. So it goes down to the ordinary person that do their vote matter when this talk about the extension of the president's term limit you know, is being talked about.
Thank you very much. Todzoka kwamuri vamavaza. Tanzwa vambofana vari kutaurawo zvavari kuona zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Imi muchitarisa imi zviri kuitika mubato renyu reZANU-PF tinonzwa muri kutaura kuti aiwa vanhu vanobvumidzwa kutaura zvavanoda asi tanzwa vambofana vachiti aiwa dai zvaifanira kunge zviri kuitwa zvakaitwa kumaCongress nekumwoka kadaro munoti?
KuCongress zvakataurwa, kuConference zvakataurwa vanhu vakataura kuti vari kuda kuti vamunangagwa varambe vachitonga kusvika 2030. Vachinamasa vakasimuka vakati aiwa president vakaramba vakati handidi. Asi nyaya iyi yekuti vaendera mberi vachitongwa yakanga yatoiswa patafura kana kuti tingatenga yatotembliwa. Saka when the case was tabled, zvainga zvasara kuti vachiita formal withdrawal of the motion. Saka motion haina kubviswa formally ichiripo. Ichiripo yekuti varoda kuti vamunangagwa varambe vachitonga. Vamunangagwa havaudze bato zvekuita, vanoudzwa nebato zvekuita. Saka kune vanhu vari mubato vari kuda kuti vamunangagwa varambe vachitonga. Kuvariko vamwe vari mubato vanoti aiwa hazviite tinenge tauraya mutemo wenyika. Saka hazvireve kuti kana zvinhu zvaitika izvozvo sangano riri kuparara aiwa. Musangano wakabatana asi unobvumidza nhengo imwe neimwe yesangano kutaura zvaanokwanisa zvaanoda kutaura maonero ake nekupawo mazivira anoita panyaya anenge achida ndoinonzi guta ruzhinji. Matongero anoita bato reZANU-PF pachizvaro vazhinji havazvigoni nekuti zvinoda kuti rive bato riri pamusorosoro rinowana inonzi demokrasi nemhando iri pamusoro. Saka hatina dambudziko, hatina crisis, hakuna problem and hatingomirira conference kana Congress chete. Vanhu vandanga kutaura nhasi vanoda kuti zviitwe zvino zvinopasiswa kuconference kana kugungano guru yegore kana tichinge tasangana ipapo ndo panozoonekwa kuti zvingabikwa zviitwa masizhongo here kana kuti inenge yanguva sikunasai mukwasha werombi. Saka isusu sebato reZANU-PF hatina dambudziko zvachose zviri kuitika zvazvitombotyisa kana kutivhundutsa zvinotifadza. Zvinoratidza kuti ZANU-PF ibato rinoita kuguta ruzhinji. Tinoteerera mashoko anobva kumwe nemumwe anoita zvaanenge ataura. Kana ndine mapedza ndinozoenda kunovhoterwa kana kuti vanhu vatinge vasimudza maoko vakati aiwa ndo zvatinoda ndo zvinotedzerwa. Zvinenge zvagutswa neruzhinji saka richinzi ibato reguta ruzhinji. Ndinoshamisika kuti vamwe vanofunga kuti zoreva kuti bato rava kuparara kana kuti varida kudyira kuita kuita udyire nekupaza bumbiro remutemo wenyika. Aiwa bumbiro remutemo rinobvumika kuti kana zvikadi hazvo munobvumirwa kuchinja bumbiro remutemo kana kugadzirisa nenzira yamunenge muchida. Saka matanho ekugadzisa bumbiro remutemo ari kutoenderera mberi. Kana tikakwanisa haachinjwe neZANU-PF, anochinjwa nevana veZimbabwe. Saka ichazoenda pamberi yozosvika paya panonzi pareferendum. Kana chinge azoitwa, kana tichinge tabudirira vamunangagwa vanoramba varipo. Kana tichinge tisina kubudirira referendum dzoda kuti aiwa vamunangagwa vanongopedza mitemo yavo. Kana vachinge vapedza vogara pasi vopa vamwe vanhu zvikamu zvokuita panyaya iyoyi.
aiwa regaiti mbonzwa kubva kuna vambofana muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza muchiona zviri kuitika munyika pari zvinotanzwawo varive varwi verusununguko vachiti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve tikanzwa acting president vachiwenga vachitaura ivo kuti pane vamwe vanhu vari kuita zveuori vari kufamba nematumbu akakura vachidya zvevapfupi pari zvino nekuti ivo vakareba munotii nemazwi avachiwengai
mazwi avachiwenga akakosha ari kutoburitsa chokwadi chekuti muzano PF mune uori uori unotyisa unosemedzesa ngatirangarirei kuti hakasi kekutanga katanzwa nyaya idzi vamavaza vangataurawo kuti muzano PF mune gutsa ruzhinji vanhu vakabatana asi nyaya yeuori neumbavha ndo yakazobvisa vamugabe muzano PF imomo vapandukirana tamboudzwa zvakare ngano izvozvotokudzwa navamavaza zvekuti takabatana ha vanhu vanobvumidzwa kutaura zvavanoda havo pataiti ha mune mafaction zvakare kune yamunangagwa kune Grace Mugabe takamboti kune yamai Mujuru zvese zvaingorambwa kuti hakuna zvana Gamatox hakuna zvana Lokots hakuna zvana G40 nezvekungotaura zvemubhutsu matsuro asi takazozviona kuzvichibuda pachena nekudzingana kwanga kwakuitwa ikoko zvanga zvisiri zvekuti munhu angokundwa pasarudzo vamunangagwa havana kupinda muchigaro ndekuti vakakunda vamugabe kuconference kana kucongress kuelective congress vamugabe vakapandukirwa vakaita zvekukandirwa panze vamwe vaisapota vamugabe izvezvi havasi kutogadza muzimbabwe macho nekuti vari kutotya vamwe vavo vezanu PF saka ndo yatingati gutsa ruzhinji here riri kuitika apa saka nhasi tingataura hedu zvekuti ha zviri kuitika izvi ha vanhu vanotaura zvavanori vanobvumidzwa muzanu PF kutaura aiwa handizvo takazoona mangwana paitika zvimwe futi titoti hando zvataitaurakaizvi ndo gutsa ruzhinji yamamutaura yekuti zvemuzano PF kubva pakapinda sayakafomiwa 1963 hapana mutungamiri akabotonga zano PF akatarudzwa nevanhu tikatoti vasitole ivo zvakada vakazopinda vamugabe vakapinda negidi nemugaugau declaration vakatobvunzwawo naana mashero naana kaunda kuti komazo wazopinda seikowo pachigaro saka ndakatarudzwa mucheri zvakanzi hazviitiki zvakadaro vamugabewo vakabviswawo zvatakaona 2017 haisiriwo gutsa ruzhinji ndo yari kutaura here vamavaza hamenhu zvikanda ndo gutsa ruzhinji yacho asi chatinoziva ndechekuti kana vakupandukirana vanomhanya kumanyaya dzeuori ndo zvakaitwa zvakanzi tiri kubvisa mbavha dzakakomberedzwa vamugabe vakabva vabviswa zvino yatanga futi nyaya yehori saka makaona ivo pachavo muzano kana vaakuda kupandukirana vaakuda kubvisana vati usumudza nyaya dzeuori havatisumudzi dzimwe neumbavha dzeuori vane matubhu ndo dzinenge dzisingo munhu kutoratidza kuti vemuzano mati vanotoziva kuti bato ravo rakaora rakazara neuori saka ndo saka nyaya idzi dzichizosumuka kana vaakupandukirana
tinokutendai touya kwamuri advocate Masie motipa mazwi ekupeta ko hatisi kunzwa mazwi evanopikisa munyika munotii nenyaya iyi hallo advocate Masie
opposition yekuzimbabwe iko zvino iri fragmented and hadioni senge ingalonche yatingati resistance kune zviri kuitika izvi nangwe masangano akazvimirira zvekare anoita senge ari kutya because mitemo yakagadzwa futi nehurumende haitisi kuti vanhu vave vachitaurawo zviri free but ndinofara kuti vanhu vakaita sanavamavhaza vari kuona kuti bato ravo riri kukanganisa ende futi riri kutyora yatingati mutemo unova uva uchiita kuti nyika ive ichifamba zvakanaka nemumbiro rakanaka kuti vari kuona kuti izvi hazvina kumira zvakanaka and tinoda kuvimba nevanhu vakaita sanavamavhaza kuti vave vachitaura sezvavaita izvi kuti aiwa bato redu rashata kuenda nebumbiro remuchitemo rofuva kugadziriswa
thank you so much and I would like to thank our guest Mr. Masimba Mavhaza of ZANU PF and also the director of Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice Mr. Tendai Mbofana and a lawyer and director of All Hands on Justice Advocate Kennedy Masie and signing off in Washington I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good night.